listening to BEWR, Busy Women Radio, Podcast Edition.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to BEWR, Busy Women Radio, the podcast edition. I'm Kendra Childs-Jones, founder of the Busy Women Corporation, where we help women keep God first in their busy lives. Today's topic is Purpose is My New Caffeine. If you follow me on Facebook or Instagram, or if you listen to my recent podcast entitled What Fuels You, you know that I have been advised by my doctor to eliminate caffeine from my diet. Yes, eliminate caffeine from my diet. Let me tell you, this has been a rough road. I have taken more naps in the past month than I've taken in years. And normally, this would not be a problem. But recently, God had put on my heart to do a week-long Feel and Be Filled virtual retreat. And as soon as I locked in all five speakers for the July retreat, horror just came over me. What in the world was I thinking? I can hardly get out of bed in the morning, and I can't stay awake longer than a few hours without needing to rest my eyes. It had gotten so bad that at one point, I had the doctor check for thyroid issues, mineral deficiencies, or anything else that could possibly be causing me to have such a lack of energy. But it was nothing. It's just a long, severe caffeine withdrawal period, compounded by the fact that I take blood pressure pills that just zap me of all of my energy. But miraculously, I had plenty of energy leading up to and during the week of the retreat. And since then, I have maintained my energy in working with the House of Healing for my training and assisting with admin tasks. You see, when we're in alignment with God's will for our lives, we are operating in our purpose. So your purpose will get you up out of bed in the mornings. It will keep you up late at night. And it will give you energy to keep going throughout the day. So if you're having a hard time getting out of bed and moving throughout the day, and there are no health issues that's causing it, check in with God and see if you're operating in your God-given purpose. In Exodus chapter 9, verse 16, as God prepares to send Moses to talk to Pharaoh yet again, God says to Moses, "But indeed, for this purpose, I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in the earth." Remember that God will give you whatever you need to fulfill his purpose in your life. In this case, for Moses, it was the words to say to Pharaoh. For me, in this season, it's the energy to keep going despite severe caffeine withdrawals and taking blood pressure pills. So, ask God for what it is that you need, and he will provide it to you. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, thank you for giving us a purpose. I thank you for the woman listening to this podcast. God, may your purpose in her life be clarified for her. Allow your word to guide her feet and allow your purpose for her life to energize her. Father, in this and all things, we give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. It's in your darling son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Till next time, stay busy.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.